Ride Foundation is doing something very special. They are using dance to benefit charities and entertain, too, to have a good time, to have a gala. And we are joined by the founder, Robin Schreiber, and also Italo Eligeta. They are dance partners and Pro-Am Ballroom dance partners. Right?
Yes.
And you guys have taken away competitions, 13 of them.
At least, maybe even more. I mean, we're kind of 7 years dancing now, so I'm sure there's a countless of, you know, some different placements.
7 years, dancing 7 years.
7 years together, yeah. She came to me 7 years ago, and she's been taking lessons for 7 years, and here we are today with this huge foundation.
Right. And Italo, you're well known in the dance world.
I've been doing it for a long time, so over 20 years. So I've been doing it. The teaching and the dancing and all that. And so, I've been teaching in LA for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I came out to LA because I was doing TV shows. So I came and did some episodes on Dancing with the Stars, and I did a show called Dance Your Ass Off. And before that, I had done the High School Musical movies and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of how I got back into LA. And then I really missed the ballroom world, like specifically just the competition world. And I started teaching, a workout class with one of my teachers, Louis Van Amstel. And I started working for him and just teaching this great workout class for years. And that's how I met Robin.
Mm-hmm. And now Robin is a professional dancer too, right?
I am an amateur dancer. Mm-hmm. I am the am in our Pro-Am partnership. Uh-huh. I aspire to be a professional amateur, if you will. And I started dancing after having met Italo at this La Blast class. It was an exercise dance class. I was just amazed and floored in a positive way by Italo's energy. And so I started taking his class. I was actually there for another class, and I switched. Once I got into the class, I realized I would be a lot better if I actually learned the steps, you know, the sequence of the steps and the choreography. I asked him if I could ask him for private lessons. And it took me a good 4 to 5 months to get the nerve up to ask him for the private lessons. Mm-hmm. And once I did, we did that. And then it led into real Latin ballroom.
And I said professional because you're in such excellent shape and you're so
good.
And so, you know, obviously you have a natural ability and talent for it as well. You guys are so good together in what you've come up with. I mean, you're like a power dance couple in a way, right? Because you created the Ride Foundation.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about what inspired you to do that, and then also a little bit about Ride Foundation?
Sure. I had been on a trip. It was a leadership conference. I met a woman who introduced me through her speech to African Wildlife Foundation. I became very interested in what I learned about the African Wildlife Foundation, and I had seen Italo's show that he had come up with a year prior. He choreographed a great show on his own, and I just knew what I was going through, learning my new routines and all the choreography that he's done for my dancing. And I just came up with this idea that I wanted to do something with creating dance shows that would benefit charities. And then when I heard about AWF, it just all came together. We separately, we came up with RIDE, Robin and Italo's Dance Events, and we decided to make African Wildlife Foundation the inaugural event. Part of that reason is because we, oh, by the way, got to go on a safari, and the safari was led by AWF, and it was just definitely awe-inspiring. The experience of the safari to Africa was similar to me to ballroom dancing, you know, or Italo to me to ballroom dancing. It brought me in just with that passion. Like, I really wanted to be involved in Latin ballroom dancing. I really wanted to get more involved with Africa. And this was a great way to create the foundation.
So you pulled them together.
Yes.
And so RIDE stands for something else in addition to RIDE.
Correct. RIDE stands for Robin and Italo's Dance Events. And our mission statement is to create one-of-a-kind dance events for difference-making charities.
Mm-hmm. And the African Wildlife Foundation definitely is one of those, working in different areas of conservation and in preservation, and also creating awareness, saving animals, saving their spaces throughout the continent of Africa.
Yes, we learned a lot from AWF leadership. We learned a lot about the poaching, stop the poaching, stop the killing, stop the demand. That's one of their campaigns. We learned a lot about the women and education and educating the women for economic purposes to try to work with their cultures and change their mindset. We learned a lot about the Maasai. The African Wildlife Foundation is a 60-plus-year-old organization that has an African president. He is from Uganda, and they are all over the continent trying to ensure that the wildlife and wildlands of Africa endure forever. And 80% of their funds go to the continent.
That's so great.
And the great thing about that is that they really focus on education. And education is quite key because mm-hmm. the people that are doing the killing are African people. Mm-hmm. So it's not people here, you know, not mostly anyway. There is, of course, some people that are poaching that are from the United States or whatever. But they focus on education, like Robin was saying. A lot of it is culture. They culturally have to kill. The Maasai's used to kill an animal just to become a man. If mm-hmm. you didn't kill an animal, it was part of the culture, which that's kind of been fading out. If the animals were, for example, a lion was eating some of their, whatever, their pigs or something like mm-hmm. that, now those countries, AWF is working that they get reimbursed for that rather than go and kill it, because mm-hmm. that would be like their natural reaction.
So they're looking for real solutions.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And that's my big passion with yes. that. And they're focusing on everything's a chain reaction. So, you know, the schools are being provided. Uh-huh. They also work with schools because it's all, you know, if we start with the youth, the kids there, we will have a different outcome.
And so it sounds like an incredible organization, the African Wildlife Foundation. It makes perfect sense why you want to work with it. And then for people who want to get tickets and be part of this and to help, because they can do this by going to the gala that's coming up on July 23rd, right?
Yes. So anyone who's interested in coming to our wonderful gala can go to Ride Events, which is RIDEVENTS.org. And the evening will start at the Boulevard 3 on Sunset Boulevard at 6 p.m. We will have African-themed cocktails and cuisine, and it's going to be practically 4 to 5 shows in one. It is our featured show is Dance for Africa, which I'll let Italo talk about. But we also have a world-famous artist named Brian Olson, who will be starting off the evening. And we have Alexander Jean, who will be closing our evening, and that is Mark Ballas and BC Jean.
What delicious ingredients are in the cocktails that you mentioned?
Oh, there's a lot of honey and mint and vodka.
Yeah, so that's yes. the Kenyan. Yeah. So we went to Kenya. We were introduced to this drink, and it's called Dawa. And they pass it around. They have an alcoholic one and non-alcoholic, but it's mm-hmm. vodka and honey, maybe a little mint.
So the honey makes you not realize that it's vodka.
Yeah, it is amazing. And it's traditional Kenyan. It's
right.
Really great.
You've incorporated some of the culture into the gala.
Absolutely, yeah. Including yes. the food. We had our food tasting not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and we're just so excited. When we go there, we love the soups. Mm-hmm. That's like a big thing mm-hmm. for us. So we're doing like even these soup shooters. So mm-hmm. make it accessible for everyone to enjoy them.
And then all of the entertainment, the performances, Karina Smirnoff, right?
That's right. There.
She was in Dancing with the Stars, I believe, like you.
Uh-huh. She was. She's a little bit more famous than I am.
What was it like working on that show, by the way?
Well, I wasn't consistently a pro. I was a guest artist. Uh-huh. But I loved it. And looking back, it's how the world got to see ballroom again. So you say cha-cha and people get it.
Right.
So it's so cool for my business that I can create this, you know, this whole industry of what I love to do. Mm-hmm. So she's great. I'm so excited to work with her. She's the celebrity artist that I chose to represent it for this first year for the dance show. She's doing 2 numbers, 1 trio, 1 solo. Mm-hmm. And it's all in the detail. I pick the music. We have the choreography coming. I designed a dress for her mm-hmm. while we're collaborating. And so it's going to be very detailed.
Are you working on the choreography also?
That's right. So mm-hmm. that's the exciting part where I come in the sense of Ride, Robin uh-huh. Until's dance event. Robin mentioned earlier that I did my own live production, Live Through Dance, a couple years ago.
Right.
And I think that was the first time Robin really saw me outside of like the studio production and what I did outside of lessons. And she was like, this is really cool. How did you come up with all this ideas and stuff? And I'm like, I'm full of them. It's like my journal to me. I have all these ideas and I want to put them out and express them. And producing and choreographing a show is... it's so much fun for me and it's releasing. Then she approached me, I want to do a show to raise money for Africa. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm in Africa. We're going to Africa. And I'm like, okay, let me think about it. I can definitely choreograph a show, but let's see what's going to happen. And I got excited. I really did get excited. And it started to blow up into this, what we have coming up on right. July 23rd.
How long did it take you to work on it?
I'm still working on it. I'm still working on it. We've been doing tons of prep work. My prep work started for the show with the music. Mm. I wanted to have all my music by African artists. They might not be singing in you know, the traditional language might be English or something, mm-hmm. but they have some relation to Africa. And that kind of inspired me to put that root of Africa there because it's still ballroom dancing, which right. it's what you think more modern. So it kind of has the balance of the twist of what I do in the African. So I'm still working on it like crazy. It's going to be a really, really good show. I have eight people. Mm-hmm. And then I have Karina, and then I have another guest couple coming in. So I have all the different styles covered. It's going to be really, really cool. I'm super happy. Having tons of fun in the studio putting it together.
The audience, be part of this in any, you know, they're watching obviously.
Yeah.
Is there a competition part of this?
There isn't a competition, yeah. but let me tell you, the Boulevard 3 venue is super cool because it's so interactive. Mm-hmm. It's in the circular so that everybody gets a good show. We have floor seats, mezzanine. They're just going to be watching, but it's going to feel like you're in it, but you're definitely not in it. mm-hmm. But we do have social dancing after Alexander Jean.
That's great.
So people are excited for that. Yeah. So we're going to open up the floor. So after you got inspired by all the dancing, you can get on the floor and try it out.
Then the singer is from American Idol?
Yeah. So the guest singer, she's a good friend of mine that I've had for, that we met about like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. She was on American Idol. She just got back from the West End, which I think is super cool. And she's done a couple movies and I just find her voice incredible. It's velvety and she can sing anything, and so I'm so excited to have her. I think it's going to be super fun. And so the cool thing is we recorded her songs, so we found some tracks that I love, she loved them, we recorded them, and I have the dancers dancing it to it as well. Mm-hmm. So it's live, you know, she's singing live, the dancers are dancing live. It's going to feel really, really cool.
It's all live.
It's all live, mm-hmm. exactly. So it's going to be really,
that makes for
really
a really
special.
Yeah, powerful performance.
That's right.
That you just are mesmerized by.
There's another really cool aspect that we're doing that night, and mm-hmm. we already started doing it, and it's a safari. So we're raffling 2 safari spots for March 2018, and you can buy your raffles online as well at the website rideventz.org, but you can also get them there, and we're going to announce the 2 winners that day. It's a 13-day safari to Tanzania. So 2 lucky winners will get that, which is like a chance of a lifetime, I think.
Yes.
It's so cool. Once you go to Africa, you want to go every month. But
right.
it's like, it is a trip that you not so easy to make. That I'm really excited for that. Whoever's going to win that.
Yeah. What's great about it is the itinerary that AWF creates is a little bit different and a little bit more educational in some aspects than just going on another safari somewhere else.
You're
going
to learn. Yeah.
So the lucky winners will very much appreciate it, I think.
Yes.
I also want to mention we're having a silent auction at our event. We started off with not so much concentration on auction items except for the paintings that are coming from our Brian Olson artists. However, we have created quite a number of great items that will be included in the silent auction.
There'll be something that you'll want to definitely
bid
on.
Very unique items. Very, very unique, yes.
The whole night sounds magical. Ride Foundation, the inaugural gala, Italo and Robin, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.